All right, we come now to an important part of the openings of our convention now. For many years, our celebration of freedom and our veterans. Here to present our celebration is the president of our National Association of Blind Veterans in the National Federation of the Blind, right here from Florida. Here's Dwight Sayer.
Good morning, Mr. President. Welcome. Yes, sir. Good morning, Federation Patriots. Are you out there? That's better. As in true form, this year we have a new waving flag lapel pin that just by chance you can stop by C25 and acquire. Our pleasure to give President Mark Riccobono two of these, one for him and one for his lovely wife.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. That's a tradition each year. We present something new to our incredible president. And now I'd like to take the time and to ask you, before we introduce our veterans who are already on stage, is in your travelings this week, remember this is a celebration of Independence Day on July 4th, and keep in your thoughts and prayers all of those incredible members of our armed forces who are out there in harm's way as we sit here and enjoy our freedom. And also, remember their families, because sometimes it's just as hard on the families home waiting as those out serving. And now I'm going to ask our veterans who are already on stage to please stand. And Miss Patty is going to pass the microphone, and they will introduce themselves, their branch of service, and the state they're from. And Miss Julie McGinnity in the Performing Arts Division is going to background the folks giving their introductions. Thank you, Julie.
I'm John Gutman. I'm from Ohio. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. Navy, Vietnam era veteran.
David Myers, United States Army. I live in Iowa, South Vietnam.
Javier Molinares, U.S. Army, 82nd Airborne Division. I live in Palm Bay, Florida.
Lucas Atkinson, currently living in Utah, U.S. Army, served in Iraq.
Joseph Regnier, U.S. Army, from West Virginia.
Alicia Meredith, U.S. Air Force, from Virginia.
Michael Hoing, U.S. Army and U.S. Navy from Iowa.
GMD-2 Brad Lowe's, U.S. Navy, 1973-77, USS Manley, DD-940. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Bob Pierce, U.S. Air Force, Ohio.
Tad Stuckey from Kansas, Kansas Army National Guard.
James Mays, United States Navy, Destroyer Fleet, Louisiana.
Len Schlenk, Connecticut, U.S. Army.
Harry Gaywood, United States Army, Idaho.
Terry Armour, Shreveport, Louisiana, Desert Storm.
Joe Ruffalo, United States Army, Vietnam, 1st Air Cavalry Division, from New Jersey.
Joe Hobson, Arlington, Virginia, United States Army and Reserves, 352nd Civil Affairs, Vietnam era.
Trent Tedder, U.S. Army, Desert Storm, South Carolina.
Pamela Gebert, Captain, United States Army Medical Service Corps from Anchorage, Alaska, Airborne.
Ronald Bryan, U.S. Air Force, Florida.
Okay, and this year we have 7 members I'm going to introduce since they are in our color guard and will be up before you shortly. Wayne Fields, United States Navy, Vice Admiral. Alan Bell, United States Army. Vernon Humphrey, United States Army. Doug Ingram, United States Navy. Farrell Doming, Volunteer, Louisiana. Gerald Meredith, United States Army. And Eric, Mark Erickson, United States Marine Corps. And Dwight Sayre, United States Air Force, Florida, 1969. And now, for your enjoyment, please clear the aisles, because if you're in the aisle, you may be in the way of our incredible Impact of Orlando award-winning drum and bugle corps, and they will be escorting your Veterans Color Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, the Impact of Orlando. The impact of Orlando will continue to stay here, and we will enjoy them again in just a moment. If you would, please rise, remove your hats if you're wearing one, and let's say the Pledge of Allegiance to this incredible flag. Present colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Whew. And now, Miss Julie McGinnity and the Performing Arts Division, along with Impact of Orlando, are going to perform our national anthem. And now they will perform one more incredible song for us. Color guard, when the drum and bugle corps come by, fall in and retire the colors. Thank you. our thanks to Impact of Orlando. Julie McGinnity and the Performing Arts Division of the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you to all our veterans who have participated this week. We can dismiss our veterans. And thank you to Ms. Mark Riccobono and our Federation family for providing the Freedom Ribbons to each of our veterans this year. So if you happen to notice a red, white, and blue ribbon hanging off a badge, the chances are you're looking at a veteran. Say, remind them that you love them. God bless America. God bless the National Federation of the Blind. And God bless our United States Armed Forces.